Okay, so the time is, 6:04 on February 22nd, 2024. I would like to call this meeting of the Human Relations Commission to order. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Diaz, absent. Commissioner Gomez?
Present.
Commissioner Hodge?
Present.
Commissioner Holm?
Present.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Present.
Commissioner Alawi? Absent. Commissioner Paranor?
Present.
Commissioner Redondo, absent. Vice Chair Kena Yub?
Present.
And Chair Branch?
Present. So the first item on the agenda is public comment. Do we have any speakers?
Yes. So we received two e-comments, and we received two emails. In addition, we have one request to speak from Robert Johnson.
Good evening.
Been working on several projects with the city. We have to excuse me, I kind of joggle my brain when I'm trying to.
Is your mic on? It's a little bit hard to hear you.
Turn these things, is that better? Sorry. Okay, so Human Relations Commission, it's a very broad word of responsibilities and different things that you have to look for. And what I take from that is kind of like what I took from today. We went to Coffee with the Cop this morning and livestreamed it for transparency and accountability to make sure that we're kind of doing the same thing here, which is bringing the public, which there's not very many people here today, unfortunately. We're making sure the calendars are up to date on your board, making sure everything's as soon as it can get to the public to get more people aware of it, whether it be events, involvement in events, you know, different things like that. I kindly just remind you about these things because I'm constantly having to monitor it. I feel like a lot of, like, the focus has been on a lot of communities, and we're leaving a lot of other communities out. So later on in my comment for 4.4, I'll go into more detail on that. But I just want to remember, I'm not here to be adversarial. I'm here to speak my voice, and, you know, whether we agree or disagree, we're here to communicate that public dialogue and bring a good structure back to how we communicate with each other. And I just want to say thank you all for showing up. There's a few members absent, so I'm glad we could hold a quorum. And I look forward to the rest of the year being, as I've seen other boards not show. You know, the Arts and Commission and other people, they're having problems with people showing. So I just want to emphasize it's important that you show up, and I thank you for your time tonight. It's very broad what I cover, so I, you know, once again, thank you for all that you do, but I know there's more that could be done.
Thank you. So we have three email or e-comments, and so as I've done in the past, I'm going to read them. I believe three of them are from Robert Johnson. His first one says, time is 14:26, February 2nd, 2024. Action for pending First Amendment challenge of city's selectively discrimination of individuals who attend regular city meetings versus boards, AKA evidence. The second comment, I believe it's just from Robert. It says, are emails being forwarded to commissioners? And more evidence emails don't bother board staff to have only 1 hour time to prep. And then there's another one from Robert, and it says, basically it's a screenshot of our agenda. We also received a comment from Margaret Baker. On behalf of South Bay People Power, I am writing to express our concerns regarding the City Council proposed draft document and process for restructuring the role, duties, and procedures of the Human Relations Commission. We agree that the ordinance that reestablished the city's HRC in 2017 should be reviewed at this time, but the council's recent draft document should not be the starting point. The proposal eliminates, dilutes, and misconstrues original language regarding some important ongoing goals of the HRC and the critical role it needs to play in our city. For example, we feel the HRC and community members need to continue to have an explicit role regarding Chula Vista as a welcoming city, including connecting with the resources offered to Chula Vista by Welcoming America and building on their certification report that will identify for areas of growth as a welcoming city. There are several other omissions, changes, and misstatements in the council's proposed draft that cannot be covered in this public comment format. How can members of the community provide substantive input in the ordinance review process? We hope that our concerns will be considered carefully and the language and any revisions to the goals, functions, and duties capture our community needs and aspirations for a vital human relations commission. So those are the public comments that we received. And this matter that Margaret Baker raised will be discussed briefly by city staff near the end of the meeting. So with that, I believe that's all of our public comments. So we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which are the action items. Item 4.1 is approval of meeting minutes.
And we have a request to speak for 4.1 from Robert Johnson.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, you could come forward at this time.
It was 4.4.
Sorry. Okay. So when you've had a chance to look at it, I would need a motion from somebody regarding approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Was a second from Malawi?
Okay. Is there a desire for any discussion? Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Is there any discussion regarding the motion? Hearing none, would the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Diaz, absent. Commissioner Hodge. Commissioner Holm?
Here. Or be aye, or aye. Yes.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Alawi?
Aye.
Commissioner Paranor?
Aye.
Commissioner Redondo is absent. Vice Chair Kina Yub?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye. So the next item on the agenda is item 4.2, discussion and possible action regarding commission participation at the South Bay Earth Day. And that event will be on Saturday, April 13th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So our group has participated in this event in the past. We've had a table, and at the table we've had different like flyers about the commission, and we've sought input from the public about matters they may be interested in being addressed by the city. And we've organized it such that we took turns, like having one or two people each hour be at the table. if I just wanted to see if city staff had any other comments about that day or that event that they would like to add.
Yes. So I've provided for the commission our flyer for the event. This year, the time is from 11 a.m. to 3. So we've cut it back just 1 hour. And that would change the time of volunteering for this event a little bit more. So in the past, as Chair Branch mentioned, we have had different time slots where commissioners can sign up to volunteer during that time. Because the hours have changed, I've been looking at it, and so it starts at 11 a.m., but there would need to be some prep time just to set up. So if we could have a commissioner or two commissioners there from 10:30 a.m. till noon, and that would be an hour and a half. And then two other commissioners from noon to 1:30, that would be an hour and a half. And then from 1:30 to 3:30, and just 3:30 just in case there's any sort of cleanup that needs to happen. It's not very much, and that would be 2 hours. And it could be less if we're done earlier. But for each time slot, we would need two different commissioners to help out. We can go ahead and see who wants to participate, but I will also send out an email with the time slots and who would be participating at this event. In the past, we've had some questions for the public, and they can comment on what they think. This year, we're thinking about prepping a type of survey that I can talk more about in our staff comments. And just a couple questions, maybe 5 questions, for the public to interact with.
And so you would also have at the table, so I assume as in the past we would come and there would be a table there, there's going to be a tent there.
Yes.
And you're going to have like flyers and stuff.
Yes. So we'll have a canopy. We have a sign, a banner that says Human Relations Commission. We'll have some flyers that have information regarding the commission itself. And then any other materials that we need, we'll already have it there.
So I would like to get a sense of who would be available to participate on that day. Not necessarily the time, but just generally speaking, you're available to come that day.
This is one of the type of events that I really support, and I would like to be there, and I'm good for the first lot. So.
Okay, so that's one, and I'm available. Okay. So I think I saw Commissioner Hodge, Holmes, and Olawi. Diaz?
yes, Madam Chair. So I will actually be there with my day job representing the county. However, that being said, I will make myself available if at any point the booth is unmanned and there needs to be some emergency coverage. I'm sure my boss would be okay with me stepping out and covering for our booth. So you can count on me as a backup.
Okay.
I couldn't necessarily take a full hour assignment, but if at some point there's a gap in coverage or something, I'll be happy to jump in.
Okay. So do you want to capture the times that people want to work now or by email?
We can do that now, and then I'll send a confirmation email to make sure everyone's still okay with that time. And again, we can just briefly discuss this and that at the next meeting, too, if needed, as a reminder. It is until April 13th, and then it's at the Chula Vista Bayfront Park.
Okay.
So as of now, I have 3 time slots. The first one is 10:30 till noon. So who would want to take one of those times? Okay.
For beginning for the setup and for takedown, does it only have to be us, or could we bring like some other help for setting up and taking down? Or does it just have to be us? like I'm thinking of my husband. He loves to help, and he loves to help set up tents and stuff like that and taking down. So
the tent wouldn't necessarily need to be broken down because we have help us with assisting us with the event setup and breakdown. We're just talking about who is going to be there representing the commission. So I would say that those would have to be the commission members themselves.
And if there is any setup, it would just be the items that would go on the table.
So I'm happy to be there the whole time, if you want, from 10:30 from beginning to end.
So why don't we just put you down for the 10th? I mean, you can put you down for the 10:30 slot, and then you can stay the whole time if you want.
So I'll fill it up, and then I'll...
Okay, but then we would still need to coordinate because I'm sure you would want some breaks in between, just in case.
Okay. So it looks like we have at least two people now for the 10:30 to 12.
Yes, and then from noon to 1:30.
I'll sign up for that slot.
Okay.
And the Commissioner Olawi, you said that one too? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I have 1:30 to 3:30.
Anyone else?
Okay. So from 10:30 till noon, I have Lares Urquidez and Hodge. And then from noon to 1:30, Chair Branch and Commissioner Lowy. And then 1:30 to 3:30, Hodge. Okay.
And then that might be a time, Commissioner Diaz, where you might...
I'll be happy to jump in
at that point.
Floater when there's a need.
But okay. We'll see, like, at the next meeting, you know, if this changes.
Yes.
Is there anything else anyone wants to discuss about this item? Any questions about the event or anything like that?
So one question. If this will be only part the table with the information that representing the commission, right?
I think, could you repeat your question?
Is this, according to what you mentioned, is only representing the commission and all the information is going to be provided for you?
Yes. So yes. On the table will only be information about the Human Relations Commission, and commissioners participating will be there representing only the Human Relations Commission.
Will be there, like, you mentioned, like, a survey, having a survey there?
Okay. Yes. And I can talk more about it in the staff comments.
Okay, so, go ahead, Commissioner Hodge.
Are there any precautions about the Brown Act while we're at the table?
No, because there would only be two of you.
So, I mean,
as long as...
Is there anything that we would say that would be inappropriate? I should say that.
Unless there's some political campaigning that would be inappropriate to have at the table. The only other thing is more than three of you couldn't be communicating about it. And then since there's only two at a time, we would not have a quorum there.
Okay, so what if a person comes up and has a concern? Do we just write it down and just say... that's a great concern. We will bring it to the attention of our commission.
Certainly you could do that. The only other caveat that I would caution everyone is that you are there representing the commission. However, when you speak about the commission itself and its work, you cannot represent the commission's, stance on anything that the commission hasn't taken a vote on. So unless it's an established kind of directive that the commission has had, then you have to be sure to express your and let the person know that your views or whatever it is that you're saying may be your personal views and not those of the commission.
And if you're not sure what to answer, you can just take their contact information and just say we can follow up with your question at a later time.
I think this will be the great opportunity to show that Chula Vista is a welcoming city. So you just welcome everybody and And no comments about any other thing that can be like of cause problems or dilemmas or opinions or nothing. Just a welcoming sitting and smile and welcome, you're here. That's what we are, right?
All right, so we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is item 4.3, discussion of possible action on a request to City Council for commission business cards. Commissioner Diaz, you brought this up at the last meeting. Would you like to say anything about this?
Yes, I, as I mentioned from the get-go when I was seated on the commission, I come from a background of community engagement, outreach, political organizing, and I would like to see our commission be active, engaging community organizations. That matter, I was actually admonished by one of the council members to, you know, really do something for the community, be active, and not just make this photo op. That was his wish for the entire commission. And I think in order to do that, we need tools and a tool like business cards. It's not expensive, but I think it gives us, you know, back in the day before everything was corporatized, it used to be called presentation cards or visiting cards. It gives the person we're giving it to something to hold on to, and it's a way of introducing ourselves since we don't have city identification. At least it gives us some legitimate in front of community organizations we might be approaching that we might not necessarily be personally known to. So I think it's a good tool. I think it would be a good investment of a de minimis amount of money for the city. And I think we could more than get a return on investment in way of accomplishing our mission of engaging community organizations and community leaders and such.
Do you have any thoughts about what would be on the card?
It's my understanding, and I would defer to city staff, of course, but I've received business cards from other city commissions, and I think it's pretty standard. It's following the city of Chula Vista format. It has the city logo, the name the office the person holds. In our case, we don't have city emails, so we would probably use the catch-all email for the commission that goes to staff, and you know they could forward to us personally whatever we need. And I guess it's either dependent on city guidelines or a personal preference, whether we have a dedicated number we use for business purposes that we want to place on the card or not. And of course, our commission's website would be on the card.
I wanted to see if city staff had any comments on this.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I did have a conversation with the city clerk regarding this request. As you may know, it is a request that they also get from other boards and commissions as well. So in November, as part of the fiscal year 2025 budget development, the city clerk did request the city manager for an allocation of funds for printing of business cards for all boards and commissions that may be interested. Now, of course, I've caveat that is subject to council approval for the next fiscal year, which begins in July. And it is their intention to print business cards that would have specific information about the board or commission, but would not include each commissioner's name. They envision having a QR code that would go to the board and commission website with the members listed on there. Let me see. That is a proposal that the city clerk has for business cards for all 20 boards and commissions. Or 20 plus. And I did have an opportunity to discuss it with our city manager as well, and she believes that is also what staff's recommendation would be, is to go that avenue. The reason why commissioner names are not printed on there is because we don't, like you mentioned, we don't have emails dedicated to boards and commissions. There is an email that's dedicated to the commission itself, which can appear on that business card. However, there is so much turnover in different boards and commissions throughout the year that printing business cards every time there is a new member and collecting those for those who have maybe departed, that is an expense. That is too much of an expense. So this is kind of a middle ground that the city clerk has come up with, and it will be proposing to city council.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any question, comments, thoughts on this item?
Well, if I may, I would simply propose, having heard the proposal from the city clerk, that we propose a reconsideration of that position. I think it would be a nice touch to be able to have personalized cards, with the caveat that possibly not every commission and not every commissioner would be requesting it. In other words, the city wouldn't necessarily have to issue it to everybody upon request and approval. So,
I guess I'm a little confused. So are you suggesting that you are still would like a card with your name on it?
Yes, I think it would be a very nice and in some ways necessary touch, because especially some of the people that are not very tech savvy are not going to necessarily go and scan a QR code for more information. There's still quite a bit of people that just want a name and a phone number. So I think that it should be considered that for commissions that might request it and for specific commissions that might request it, that it should be requested, should be entertained. And at that point, I don't think it'd be a prohibitive expense, because, again, I don't think every single commission would be requesting it, and I don't think even in the commissions where you had, you know, a couple of commissioners that would request it, I don't think everybody would have a need or a want, because probably not every commissioner is intending on going and, you know, doing outreach in the community.
I'm wondering if, again, city staff, if, based on what you've said, I guess it's not clear to me that we have the option to request cards with names on it.
You can certainly make that request. We are just stating what staff's position is.
Okay.
So when that request was to come to council, it would also come with a staff recommendation, as stated.
Okay. Commissioner Hodge?
I really appreciate your viewpoint and wanting personalized cards, but I guess being in a school district, the staff's position about the turnover rate, so we have our business cards, but it doesn't have a name on it because we can switch sites continually, but there's enough space on it that we can handwrite our name on it. And like you said, not everybody would probably want to have their own business cards. And so again, it would seem to me that that would be a counter argument about not having it personalized, because now you're only getting a few people that are getting that expense. So it would seem to me that if they just had a stack of cards that was available for anyone to come in at any time, and that yes, it doesn't look as professional, but at least it gives the person that you're giving it to your personal contact information. So I can understand the staff's recommendation on that. So, but there is something very professional about having a personalized card. So I don't disagree with that, but thank you.
Does anybody else have any thoughts on getting a business card at all, and or having it personalized versus not personalized?
I support the city clerk decision because it's to protect the expenses of the city. So if they consider a generic card, and as Mrs. Hodge mentioned, we can write our name on it. It doesn't have to be printed just individually. People can sign. Even you can give your signature on that you are a commissioner in case of a need of a card. But I don't see the need for that card.
And I guess I just want to add, having been on the commission for a while, I can't remember how long it's been, there's been a lot of change. I mean, I'm probably one of the few people who's
I guess, were you here from one of the few people who's been here since sort of the beginning of it, and everyone else is gone. With that, I would need a motion for us to vote on how we want to proceed. And with that, without a motion, we obviously can't move forward. Okay, I'll make a motion then. Everyone's quiet. I move that we ask for business cards that are not personalized. And that would be my motion. Would anybody be willing to second the motion? Commissioner Hodge seconds the motion. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, so at this point, then I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Commissioner Diaz.
Abstain.
Commissioner Hodge.
Aye.
Give me one second. Commissioner Holm.
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez.
Aye.
Commissioner Alawi.
Aye.
Commissioner Paranor.
Aye.
Commissioner Redondo, absent. Vice Chair Kina Yu.
Aye.
Chair Branch.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is, let's see, item 4.4, updates, discussion, and possible action regarding ad hoc subcommittees. I believe we have a speaker on these items, so.
Yes, we have a request to speak from Robert Johnson.
Let's see. Updates, decisions, possible action. It just doesn't explain what the possible action was, so I'm kind of drawing from what I can feel from the paper, not necessarily that I know exactly what you guys are talking about yet, but just touching on the few things. This was the part that I was saying where communities are being left out and others are being prioritized all the time. And I don't have a problem with Pride Flag and all those things, but then there's straight Pride Flag. You're gonna have to make room for that one. Then there's, why don't we do anything for the Irish, have Irish Heritage Month? Why don't we do anything for my heritage? What, you know, like, it's always this game that we're, you know, it's identity politics is what it is. And I just don't like it personally, but if everybody wants to play the game, I assume that it would be no problem that we add these other things. And seeing that you've made ad hocs for them, I would just encourage you to include other groups as well. You know, everybody's got a group. I don't know what to say about this. I didn't start this game, okay? I'm here just saying my honest feeling, because when we grew up here in Hilltop area, we didn't have nothing. We were playing with each other, having a good old time, you know? But, you know, it's unfortunate that we're here now and we have to have these conversations. So I just wish that instead of it always being focused on several groups that are always focused on, that we include everyone else and make a flag for them and make a flag, you know, let's just have inclusion. That's the whole point of the word. But it's hard to reason with people because it's so, like, charging with people. Everybody's like, oh, you're anti-this, anti. And I'm like, no, I'm just not gay or I'm not that. So I have my own preference, right? So, you know, some of my comments come off a little harsh because the only way I could think of to say it sometimes, and I really, like I was saying in the beginning, I don't mean to come off argumentative. It's just, there's a lot of opinions in the world and we're all trying to mission mesh and meet each other and unite on the right things. And I think a lot of these things, like the law enforcement review, I just did an audit on the drones and all the locations, and then the apps that, you know, tell drone the human, the person that's caring about other people, that you can fly here, you can't fly here, and then get set up in a ticket or something. So, like, there's so many angles to these committees where I could go into each individual one, but I kind of just want to leave it at that because I know you guys got a lot to talk about. And I'm kind of the only one taking up the time, but I just want other voices to get heard. And I'm fortunately, I'm here to do it. So thank you for your time. I appreciate you.
And Chair, we also received two e-comments for 4.4.
Oh, okay. Oh, here they are. I see. Okay. Okay, so I see a comment here from Robert Johnson. It says, we should not be raising a pride flag unless you're going to raise the straight pride flag, or we can sue for discrimination, just like the White History Month thing. And then this is another email message from Robert Johnson that says, possible action, yet paperwork shows nothing. Pretty sure it should be explained what action. So the first item under 4.4 is a report on the Kumeyaay Park event ad hoc subcommittee. And everyone should have received a copy of the program and the run of the show and the flyer. And so I would like to just thank Adriana and Carla for the work they've done to put this event together. Mm-hmm. You'll see that there's gonna be a land acknowledgement by Chairwoman Erica Pinto, a blessing by Jesse Pinto, remarks by Mayor John McCann, remarks by Councilmember Carolina Chavez, remarks again by Chairwoman Erica Pinto, remarks by Vice Chair Nadi Kinayu representing the Human Relations Commission, birds singing and dancing, and park name monument unveiling. So hopefully everyone can attend that. And I wanted to see if anyone, city staff, had anything else they wanted to say about this event.
No, nothing really to add other than thank you so much for the subcommittee for meeting with the mayor's office as well as the chairwoman, Erica Pinto, to plan out this program and run of show. We are very much looking forward to it. There is rain in the forecast for that morning. However, we are very determined and confident that it'll clear up for us. As you all know, we've rescheduled this event like 3 times. So we're really hoping to get it done now. But it'll be a great event and we hope to see you all there.
Does anyone else from the subcommittee want to say anything?
Madam Chair, I don't know if this is the appropriate time in the agenda, but when you deem it appropriate, I would like to acknowledge the gentleman, the speaker's comments.
Did he speak on this event? I can't remember if he spoke on number one.
No, that's okay. What I said, when you deem it appropriate.
Okay. So, with that said, we can move on to item 2, which is...
really quick, going back to this item, I know we've created the ad hoc subcommittee, but since we're going to have the event, maybe we want to disband the subcommittee at this point.
Well, I guess it's up to you, but I guess because it hasn't actually happened yet.
We can also wait until next meeting.
In case we cross our fingers. No.
I know.
In case we get torrential rains.
It's wishful thinking at this point. But we can put it on the agenda for next meeting as well.
Okay. Yeah, just in case something needs to happen further. Let's see. So item two of this item is Law Enforcement Review Board Ad Hoc Subcommittee. I'm on the subcommittee. I don't have anything to report. Is there anything that you would like to say, Commissioner Kinayuk? No? Okay. Item three is 2025 Events Ad Hoc Subcommittee. Commissioner Hodge, Alawi, and Redondo, I want to turn it over to you to make any comments you want to make at this point.
And really quickly, on the dais is some notes that were submitted from the subcommittee regarding this item.
Can I speak about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. So myself and Commissioner Hodge, we met over the Zoom to kind of talk about the different events that was held. To talk about the different events that we could possibly do in 2025. So as you can see there, we looked at the different events that are currently being hosted. And so it's all listed there from A to R. So the question is that which of these events do we want to participate in, and what role, and if any, do we want to play in any of these events? So as you all can see, just few of them that we've participated in 2023, like the Kumaya Park event that's going to be held, the Indigenous Day, People's Day, the LGBTQ flag raising, Juneteenth. Those are the few ones that we did participate, that we talked about, but there's so many other ones. So we want to see our recommendation, and what we thought we could do in 2025 is our idea is we could include the African American Flag Day, Raising Day, the Veterans Flag Raising Day, and also we can look at, you know, some of the other ones that you all might want to add to it, in addition to what we've already been doing, so that we can have more participation and more involvement in different activities in the city. So that's all we have so far. So we're open to any other suggestion on what else we could do. Thank you.
So the list you have under meeting notes, A through R, you said are existing events around the city. So could you, I guess I'm curious to know a little bit more about some of them. For example, Beautify Chula Vista, what happens currently with the city?
I can give some background. So Beautify Chula Vista is put on by our sustainability team just about every year, and it's a citywide cleanup effort. We gather a lot of volunteers that day. They go around cleaning certain areas that have been identified. And then also there's painting over graffiti, some planting, mulching, and that's just about the gist of the event.
Could you just quickly say what you just said for the other ones?
I mean, yes.
Just real quick.
So Bonita Fest is in Bonita. It is not a city event. We do permit the event, but it is put on by, I believe, a nonprofit. It's mostly some theatrical and music components of it, very community-oriented. It's been on for quite some time. Christmas in October, that is put on by the Firefighter Foundation. And what they do is they identify homes that need some sort of upgrade, specifically towards families that are lower income, have some sort of disability, so they come and help them with those upgrades to their home. Chula Vista Fourth Fest also happens just about every year. It is at the Olympic Training Center. It is in celebration of 4th of July. It's just mostly fireworks, music, and food trucks, and it is free, open to the community, and that is put on by the city. Day of the Child is put on by the Chula Vista Collaborative at Memorial Park, and it is a very family-friendly oriented event with a lot of resources, mostly for kids, but also for their parents. And this year we have, last year we sponsored them with $5,000, and then this year $7,500. And then Earth Day, that would be South Bay Earth Day, that is also put on by the city, by our sustainability team, along with communications. It tends to be at Bayfront Park. We've had it at other locations. And it's in Earth Month to celebrate nature, do outreach about conservation, and other programs that the city has, like food waste, recycling. And then El Grito Mexican Independence Day, that started a few years ago in 2016. It was an invite-only event. And then in 2022, we made it to the public. And it's just a celebration of Mexican independence. It is also during Hispanic Heritage Month. Harbor Fest, we haven't had a Harbor Fest since 2019. One, because of the COVID pandemic, and then now we can't do any events in that park until the Gaylord Bayfront is finalized, and that's going to be finalized May of 2025. And Harbor Fest is one of our signature city events, and it's just a variation of different activities open to the public and family friendly. Lemon Fest, that is put on by Downtown Chula Vista Association, a longtime tradition in the city of Chula Vista, primarily on 3rd Avenue. And it's just a lot of just vendors, all sorts of vendors, entertainment open to the public, and it's free. Mariachi Festival, I don't think there has been many of those events. It's occurred maybe two or three times. It is put on by a nonprofit organization. They've had it before closer to the Bayfront area, but I haven't seen them do this event in quite some time, unless it was done last year and I'm not aware of it. Movies in the Park. So Movies in the Park is done by our recreation department. And it's just different movies throughout the summer, couple different parks, primarily out east. Last year, we did do what we called Chula Vista Nights. That was at Memorial Park. And we also did movies and other free treats. Music in the Park, that was by a nonprofit as well, primarily at Memorial Park, with a lot of just live entertainment. Neighbor Day, that is by South Bay Community Services, and it's just a collaboration. Sometimes they have fire there, other nonprofits there, and it's just in recognition of Chula Vista neighbors. South Bay Pride Art and Music Festival, usually done at the Bayfront. I don't think we had one last year, but we've had it before, also by a nonprofit. Taste of Third, that is put on by the Chula Vista Association on 3rd Avenue. It is a ticketed event, and you buy a ticket, and then that allows you to go to different restaurants and try food and drinks. And then Taste of Eastlake, very similar, but out in Eastlake, and it's by the Eastlake Association. Welcome Week in September. I'm pretty sure it might have been done with Welcoming Cities, perhaps when we first signed on to the program. But I'm not aware that we've done it in other years.
Wow, thank you.
I think you missed the Multicultural Festival.
Oh, you missed?
I'm not sure which one that would be. And music.
Anybody else know about that one?
Multicultural Festival. I'm not sure that I've heard of one before. We did have Art Fest last year, and it was the first time we had it, and it was here at City Hall, and it was to recognize and highlight our South Bay artists.
Well, thank you for that. I just want to say that there was a suggestion that we would add on to what we're doing already. So I think we should be mindful about having too many things. I think it probably be not advisable to have more than one a month, only one per month, because that means that, you know, we would be expected to go and be at those events. So I just wanted to kind of start with that idea. Does anybody have any thoughts about any of these events that you think that we as a commission should be involved with? Commissioner Hodge?
As we were kind of discussing this in our meeting, I guess I kind of felt prompted to come through all of these ideas because we were talking about the signature event, something that would bring all of Chula Vistans together, like the parade. And then when we were looking at the Welcoming City, we saw so many of these things listed that the city is already doing. And so we thought we would just put all of the stuff that the city is already engaged in and look at it. And maybe in our role, we could be a welcoming city. And again, kind of going off of Mr. Johnson, you know, things that bring us together, like a cleanup of San Diego or the Neighborhood Week, those ideas that we could kind of be in as like a promoter and an assistant, like we would be the cheerleaders and say, you know, help with the publicity and come out and clean up San Diego and do those activities that would bring a unifying effect into our city through action. So there's a lot going on here. And so instead of like creating new things, maybe we could just look at what's already in existence and use our public relations skills and whatever to invite all of our communities so we can have things like the parade. There was such an outpouring of camaraderie and friendliness what we have, like 50,000. We had a lot of people, and it was such a community event. And so I think that was kind of what our idea was on that. So.
Commissioner Diaz?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. So first of all, and I'll take the time now because it is related to acknowledge Mr. Johnson. Thank you for having the courage and taking the time to speak and address the commission. I greatly appreciate it. And I will say that ever since I was in student government at Southwestern College, you know, what you said is a conversation we had, and I brought to bear many times that true inclusion, true diversity includes everyone, not just certain groups of people. And I think the last thing we want to do is revisit the wrongs of the past by excluding or marginalizing any one group or groups of people. And on that note, I did a little Googling right now, and it turns out the Defense Logistics Agency has an article that their particular sub-agency and the DOD more broadly does observe European American Heritage Month during the month of October. It might not be a bad idea for our commission to consider having our city observe European American Heritage Month. You know, just like we proudly celebrate Hispanic heritage and African American heritage, I think really everybody needs to be included in order for there to be peace, equilibrium, and that everybody's at the table, everybody feels included, everybody feels welcome. So I would put that proposal forward. It could be something as simple as what we do for other groups or organizations, raising a flag. You know, the European Union flag could be raised for that month symbolically. And that represents, you know, all the peoples of Europe and their descendants. So I would humbly bring that to the commission and ask that we consider such an option.
Does any, Commissioner Pagenaud?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I like the idea of what, first and foremost, thank you for the ad hoc committee to go through this process of looking at all the options and for the staff. I like the statement that was made by Commissioner Hodges about talking about, it's not necessarily about us participating, but promoting what is happening within the city. And whether it is, I like the idea of Beautify Chula Vista, which is in October, how can we as a commission or the commissioners promote it with the various organizations that we are affiliated with to get involved in such a process? It's not necessarily to put a hat off the commission on an event. We have to do that for sure. We have to make sure that we recognize certain things that are that the commission is you know, anchoring ourselves in certain important events. But more than that, promoting it so that it creates an awareness about what we as Chula Vista, City of Chula Vista and residents here in the city need to get involved in. So we might want to consider that necessarily not putting ourselves anchoring in one particular event, but promoting events like even Beautify Chula Vista or the Bonita Fest or wherever it is, how can we promote it within the various organizations or affiliations that we might have as individual commissioners? I'm not sure if that would allow or violate any of the rules or regulations of our commission charter or others, but that could be something that we might want to consider, that we would support these not as to anchor our name, but to promote it in our respective communities. Thank you.
So I don't know if city staff has any comment about whether or not we could promote events that are not sponsored by the city.
I mean, if the commission is welcome to promote within your networks. I think a big reason why you all were selected and nominated by City Council to serve on this commission was because of the networks that you have and kind of the reach that you have within different parts of the community. So we certainly welcome that. There's nothing wrong with sharing information.
Go ahead.
The supplement to question to that is that, is there a prohibition or a restriction of the commission to, like, for example, let's say we have the existing events like the Indigenous Peoples Day that we are supporting and anchoring our name in the event. But is there a way by which we can say we, the commission supports or promotes events without actually anchoring it, doesn't bring what Madam Chair was mentioning about the need for commissioners to be there at more than one event on a day or a month, right? So that's where the question comes up. Can we do that where we are affiliating and promoting an event than of more like a, lack of better terms, I may be saying this incorrectly, but like a sponsoring an event as a commission?
So what I hear you say is more of like an endorsement, right? That the commission endorses a certain
exactly.
event. Certainly you could do that, but it would require a vote of the commission. So when we speak for the commission, it requires majority.
So with an endorsement of the commission, we might be allowed to promote it as commissioners to others without the need for being physically present, like on the Earth Day or others, to be there representing the commission. Am
Correct.
I saying that right?
Correct.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Diaz.
If I may, so I guess this is a question for the staff.
Mm-hmm.
If we take a vote, would we be able to propose that the city consider the adoption of, say, European American Heritage Month, like the DOD observes?
Sure, this commission can make that request in a motion, certainly.
And then I think Commissioner Hodge had a question. I saw a hand raise.
Oh, thank you. I noticed on our site that there's a calendar. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so my first question is there a process to get an event on that calendar? And then my second question is are all of these events on there as a that we can use as a city and to sponsor and to point people to the event calendar?
So on our city website, there is a calendar that is available to the public. Members of the public can submit a request to post something on the calendar. Usually the internal city events get posted on there, most of them, if not all of them. And then an outside organization like Day of the Child can most certainly submit a request. It goes to our communications team for review to make sure everything's correct, no misspellings. Especially we prefer to promote events that are free and open to the public. And then it gets approved and posted.
Thank you. And so if we start in a role of promoting, what kinds of communication? Is that going to impede the communications department? Or is that already done, say, like Day of the Child, like you already have this flyer out? And so how do you get this out? And how would we, if we decided to do that, get it out to the community so that you get such a response like we had at the parade?
So
to kind of build that synergy and build the feeling like we are Chula Vistans and we are a welcoming city and we want to have events that are already here and have people come out. And so I guess, so what kind of communications are done, and would there be a role that we could play and that we would want to play?
The majority of these events are already posted by the city. We try to focus to make sure that anything that gets posted on our social media, especially if it's not a city event, that it is free and open to the public. And then in our city newsletter, we have a list of events as they are coming up. And so we've already been doing that. The commission itself, I think, would need to decide if they want to support, endorse, and promote an event. And I think then it would be through your own lines of communication.
Commissioner Pajandor.
So, Madam Chair, would the commission consider then, is there any of these events that we as a commission would endorse instead of making as an active sponsor or a participant?
So I'm still not quite sure. For the events that are not sponsored by the city, we could still vote to endorse them?
They're still in Chula Vista, and they would be community events.
Okay. And when we say endorse, that means that we would vote and say, we, the commission, think that this is an event that people should go to. We think it's an event to be attended by the public.
Sure, it allows you the ability, as Commissioner Pajandor was saying, to be out in the community and say the Human Relations Commission supports this event. Otherwise, you would be saying, I, Patrina Branch, support this event versus the commission, right? You speak for the commission and not because there is a vote, an established vote.
And other than the vote at our meeting, and I guess our own individual networks we can send flyers to, is our endorsement sort of communicated or any other way, or sort of like, is there anything else that goes with that endorsement?
I mean, potentially, but it would have to be discussed with that individual nonprofit that's putting on the event. So let's say, just as an example, Day of the Child, you guys decided to endorse it, then it would be up to them if they wanted to put it on their social media that this event is endorsed by the Human Relations Commission. It would be up to them if they would offer you to be a vendor at no cost. So But just to maybe provide some, you know, clarification, a lot of these events, if you decided to be involved, it would require to have a canopy, a table, and then someone there talking about whatever the commission is working on. Or let's say if you decided to be a part of the Starlight Parade, you would be a participant in the parade, right? So if you chose to do active involvement, that's what it would look like.
Madam Chair, so just to confirm this, the endorsement is not an active involvement, right? We are not expected to be there.
Right.
So, Madam Chair and fellow commissioners, one of the things that we might want to consider is if we have a website, if we choose to start endorsing some of these events, we can list those events on our website. If, I don't know, the staff, I don't know whether it takes more time to do it or what, but where it is, it's listed, these are the events that we're endorsing, and as the materials become available from these various, whether it's the Day of the Child or Beautify Chula Vista, wherever it might be, that we are able to promote it in our channels so that we can say, as the Human Relations Commission has endorsed it, and therefore I, as a fellow commissioner, able to promote it to you, so get involved, or something like that.
So this sounds like there is interest. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Madam Chair.
So it sounds like there is interest in endorsing some of these events. So at this point, I'm wondering if we could send this back to the subcommittee to kind of narrow it down a little bit more about what you want to do.
I motion for that for the committee to come up with what events. What events in the? I support the motion to have it go back to the committee, subcommittee, to look at it and see what events that could be endorsed by the commission. I support that.
Commissioner Keenan, you?
I'd like to make an amendment to request Commissioner Diaz's request to go back to the committee as well, so that they may consider it within the committee. Since that's what we created the subcommittee for, was to make the choice on what we endorse and what we don't endorse.
Okay, and do you accept that? Commissioner, can you, Pajano, do you accept that amendment?
Well, I want to hear Sister Ms. Holm.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Where?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I appreciate all your comments that I can hear.
Okay.
People, when you speak into a microphone, speak into it. Do not turn your head. Mm-hmm. Do not lower your voice when you're coming to the end of a sentence. Okay? Now, as I understand it, with all of these events, we probably can't do them all, that's for sure. But the city does endorse them already. By federal law, you have to be equal to everybody. A lot of these days are already covered by federal law. I was a specialist with the EEOC Council at the federal level. So some of these things, yes, we need to do. We have to think about how much we can do, how much we cannot do. What is feasible? How many people? I'm looking to bury two people in April. So I probably will not be able to support any of the items in April. We have things come up. Life happens. But the things we need to think about also is fiscally, myself, what is the cost of these items also? How much is the city putting forth for these items? I am very budget conscious. I have had that wonderful inspection by the IRS, otherwise known as a colonoscopy audit. So I'm very careful with our budgets. So what I am saying, we need to do these, and I know my church personally helps out Chula Vista with the Olympic Training Center 4th of July. We open up our parking lot, and we have a mess down there after the fireworks is finished. So let's think about that, some of these things. What we can do, what we can't do, what is feasible. But some of these items have already been covered with the regular days of celebration. Thank you.
I think where we are in the conversation, but obviously this is a continuing conversation, is that there's desire to endorse, meaning we identify some events that we're going to individually put some effort into, like, you know, spreading the word on. At the moment, there's not discussion necessarily of, at least this motion is not talking about creating anything new. It's more just, okay, we've presented with however many these events are, 10, 15, I didn't count them. Do we want to endorse all of them? Do we want to endorse some of them? Meaning that we don't go, we don't necessarily participate as a group, but we just are going to be saying, encouraging others to go. So first of all, I'd just like to clean up this motion. So we were kind of in the middle of a motion, and I'm hoping, I apologize, Commissioner Holmes, if you're not hearing everything. I'm trying to be more intentional about my mic right now. So we had a motion by Commissioner Pagenaud to send the issue back to the subcommittee to more perhaps narrowly define what we want to endorse. And then Commissioner Kinayu proposed an amendment. And so now to add in an event Commissioner Diaz was recommending, send that also to the subcommittee.
And the amendment is accepted.
Okay, thank you. And so I need a second now to that motion.
Before we do that real quick, so the amendment is to create, because that, what he's talking about is not something that is being done in the city at the moment. It's a new thing. So we're trying to say the things are already being done. We want to endorse some of them. That's one motion. Then the second one will now be that let's adopt the European American Month as part of the, you know, recommendation to the city. So it's two different things that we want to, does that make sense? It's two different things, not one thing. It's not being amendment. It's two separate things. So we need to have two motions as to that. And if we're going to have the motion on based on what he said, it's not just that one thing. There are other things that we need to add to it, and then we now move the motion to say that we want to include, going forward, adoption of European American, we want to do the veteran flag raising, we want to do this and all of that. So then we'll have a list of the things that we want to do as well. So not just one now and then, you know. So that's
I hear you. That's a good point. So I think we can split that up. But both items go to the back to the subcommittee. So the subcommittee is going to have a motion that says that from this list of events to possibly endorse, they're going to look at what we might endorse. And then there's also the idea of an event that Commissioner Diaz has recommended. And I believe that should go to the subcommittee for them to consider that event along with all the other things that we are already doing. And so they would also come back with a recommendation along those lines. Does that seem to clear it up? So let's just deal with the first motion, which is that we have the subcommittee look at the list of possible events to endorse and bring a recommendation back to the commission. So, Commissioner Pagenaud, could you just restate your motion?
I motion for the subcommittee to review the proposed events that are currently endorsed by the city of Chula Vista and bring it back to the commission as to what of those that this commission could endorse.
Okay, and I think it's not necessarily the ones endorsed by the... I think this list includes others besides what are endorsed by the city, is that right?
So it's a mix of city events that are put on by the city and then events that are put on by nonprofit organizations, but they're all happening within the city of Chula Vista.
So they're not necessarily endorsed by the city of Chula Vista?
So endorse means that we are directly supporting. It doesn't mean that we don't support them, but we're promoting, supporting them, okay, like Day of the Child. But it doesn't always mean that we're not promoting it, right? So, and we would process all the special event permits for these events because they're happening within the city of Chula Vista.
So, Madam Chair, with your permission, just to clarify this. So, if an event is permitted by the city of Chula Vista for issuance of permits, then that means the city of Chula Vista is...
It's approving that the event can happen in the city. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we will be actively promoting the event.
It doesn't even necessarily mean that they, quote-unquote, support the event. It's just that it's more an administrative duty to, like, do the permits.
With your permission, Madam Chair, I have a question for the staff then. In that case, does it mean that this commission could endorse an event that is permitted by the city of Chula Vista but not necessarily endorsed by it? Because we have a charter to follow, so just want to clarify this, that if, because the city of Chula Vista could permit an event, mm-hmm, because, you know, certain of the rights of a citizen, just like any other nonprofit or others could ask for it, they could permit the event, but not necessarily endorse it. So as a commission, does the charter and the rules that govern us allow us to endorse an event that is not being endorsed by the city of Chula Vista?
I think then we would need to provide the subcommittee with a list of the events that are being endorsed by the city of Chula Vista that mayor and council have openly said, we endorse these events that are not city events, but they're nonprofit events. Mm-hmm. And then perhaps we can move forward with that list.
And that carry our logo, right? Not necessarily hosted by the city, but supported in some manner, whether it's in-kind staff or... But we will find that out, and we will get the subcommittee an updated list and also inquire with the city clerk as to the limitations of endorsement of non-city-endorsed events. Because normally that right is reserved to the city council, but because it carries the use of the city's logo, right? In this instance, that's not what we're talking about. So I can get back to you, to the commission and the subcommittee.
Commissioner Diaz?
So if I may, I think I would like to, with everybody's permission, maybe try to clean up the motion for it to be more a little bit more specific, where we would send this back to the subcommittee where they would come back with two different lists. One list of events that would just be symbolically endorsed by us via resolution, and another shorter list of events that we are seeking active participation in, be it by tabling, be it by one of us being a speaker at the event, or by one or a contingent of us marching in a parade or whatnot. So I would like to have the motion be that we send this back to the subcommittee so that they come back with two lists. One, again, of events that we're, you know, symbolically endorsing that we could put on the website if it's allowed, or they could list on their website that we're endorsing them. And another shorter list of events that we actually want to be active participants in, again, be it by tabling, speaking, parading, etc.
Or organizing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that would be my proposal to clean up the motion to make it more specific, if everybody would agree, and if I could have a second.
You want a second? Commissioner Pajanor?
Commissioner Diaz, I agree with the motion, but before we do that, there's a logistical issue that I have for staff, with your permission, Madam Chair, is that for the endorsements to be considered, do we need to be asking this city attorney or clerk to ask, like, can the commission endorse an event that has not been endorsed by the city?
I guess we will need to define what endorsement means, mm-hmm, right? Endorsement means something really different when we're talking about city council endorsing an event. Sometimes it comes with a monetary contribution. Most of the time, it is the use of the city's logo. But again, that is reserved to city council. If by endorsement, we are talking about this commission will be out in the community saying, we, the commission, support this event, you should go. That's if that's how we're defining it, and perhaps placing it under, you know, the events list as part of the commission's webpage, then that's different. So that specific question I can run back to the attorneys and to the city clerk, but I don't think it should can halt the work of the subcommittee. We can turn that response around pretty quickly and send it to the subcommittee.
Thank you. That helped.
Commissioner Diaz?
One more question for the staff, Madam Chair. Is my mic working?
Yeah, you just have to come closer.
Okay. I apologize. I hope everybody can hear me. The question for the staff would be, if we endorse an event, if they would be able to display the Human Relations Commission logo, if we have one on their flyers and such?
You do not have a logo, no.
Could we vote to create a logo?
I would say that's outside of the scope of the commission, but I can run that question down if the commission wishes.
Be nice.
I guess related to that, I think it was stated earlier that if the group, the nonprofit, for example, will be willing to put our name on like their flyers or something, that was okay. I think that was what was said. So just Human Relations Commission, I guess, especially since we don't have a logo.
Madam Chair? Sorry to hug this, but I just want to make clear this is, because what will happen that I'm looking down the pipe that could happen, not necessarily it will happen, that we endorse an event that is hosted by a nonprofit that is not endorsed by the city of Chula Vista, and in their materials they would say that this event has been endorsed by the Human Relations Commission of the city of Chula Vista and have a logo on their website and linking it back, which would then would be perceived as a logo of the city of Chula Vista on somebody's event materials. So that's why I'm looking at it and asking, making sure that that is okay with the city attorney and others or the city regs to allow that to happen when that has not been endorsed by the council.
Mm-hmm. I believe you said you're going
to
look into
it. Right. And that's the question I said I have to go back and check, and I can tell the subcommittee.
Commissioner Keene, are you?
I just want to clarify some things because I think it's important that we understand, because we have a lot of new commissioners, and I think this is all new. This is all an understanding of, like, where are we? The commission doesn't normally endorse events. Our attendance is our endorsement. We are out there. We go to different city-sponsored events to show the public that we are a commission that you can join, that you can be part of, that you can get involved in the city of Chula Vista. That's really how we endorse. So us endorsing out in the public as a commissioner, if you want to do that, but if your name itself, like my name, my job title and stuff, that's how I endorse things. I say, you know, this is what I do, this is who I am. I don't really use the city of Chula Vista Human Relations Commissioner in my public setting. I think one thing that we have to note too is the budget that came up on the thing. We don't oversee the budget. There's a whole other commission for that. And the city council authorizes the budget. So really, in our concern with the budget would be if we had concerns that we would take to City Hall as public citizens and say, I don't like the amount that you're spending as a public citizen, not as a human relations commissioner. We don't oversee that here. We oversee concerns that come in from the community about things that are occurring in the city or things that people would like the city to be more inclusive or open or have the conversations like Mr. Johnson over here has been stating. That's really the purpose of the commission. So I appreciate the commentary back and forth. I think it's wonderful. But really, it's not something we've done before. That's why all these questions are up in things. Us showing up at events, that's how we endorse. And our purpose is always to go out there, encourage people to join the human relations, encourage people to join the other commissions, encourage people to be part and to understand the community and to understand basically how the city works so they can feel like they are part of the change that comes forward.
Are there any further comments?
Thank you, because I'm one of those newbies, and so I think as you kind of see, I came in like, oh, human relations. So our goal is to just bring all of Chula Vista together and let's have good times and enjoy. But I'm hearing that that's really not, I'm wrong in that idea, that we're just really there to make resources available. Is that what I'm hearing? That I'm kind of overreaching and have a...
It's never an overreach. To have aspirations for a commission is never an overreach. It's just that this commission itself, in terms of the events, the city endorses events. The city council endorses those events. They do it so with their money. Our personal endorsement is us appearing. As standard citizens, you have this list and you can tell people, hey, the Lemon Festival is coming up. Hey, Earth Day is coming up. You should attend. As standard citizens. That's really what we're doing. When we go to these events, we engage with people. We tell them, hey, did you know there's a human relations commission for the city of Chula Vista? Hey, did you know that we get to listen to people's concerns? We get to submit things to the city council on things that we would like to see change that make our city more inclusive or make our city more representative of who we are as a community. Would you like to join? That's really the core of what we do. And I think kind of putting back the endorsement and everything is going to, for me personally, I know nonprofits, they'll reach out to us if they want our endorsement. They'll reach out personally and they'll say, hey, would the city like to endorse? But they won't reach out to us. They'll reach out to the city. So I think just having this conversation, we should be more focused on where are we going to participate? How much of time is that going to take from us? Are there people going to be willing? Because before, we had a really hard time manning any kind of event that we attended. Oftentimes, we were short or we only had like two or three people show up and they would have to stay the whole time. So really, that's where our focus should be. Let's find out which events we can put our manpower towards. Let's show up. Let's support. Let's be part of it. Let's get some lemonade.
I have a comment. I think there's a little bit of confusion because my perception from what Mr. Commissioner Diaz and Commissioner, I don't remember your name, he's talking about endorsement, and Commissioner Diaz is talking about creating the inviting the commission to create an event to like being multicultural. That's my perception. Like the commission to create an event, that's what I understand from him. From him is like endorsing. I believe, yes. What Nadia mentioned, the commission is not to endorse because the city already endorsed them. So what are we doing? We just need to attend. But I think his motion or his idea is creating a new event, yes, where the commission is like, okay, we did it, we planned, we invited everybody to join. That's what I understand from you.
Yeah, I think we have two different ideas on the table, and we're not eliminating either one. So there was an idea of endorsing events, and that is going to be sort of one motion. But there's also going to be consideration of a new event as well. I guess I see, and I agree with Commissioner Kinayub's comments. I just see endorsement as our commission just intentionally trying to support and advertise other events. Maybe endorsing is not the right word exactly, but I see it as just we're saying to the public, hey, these are some great events you should consider. And we're just kind of trying to do it as a commission.
Chair, if I can, maybe we think about, instead of endorsing, promoting these events, and that might fit better into the definition of the intent that we're trying to do.
That sounds fine to me, and I guess the same question arises, perhaps, is, and I assume there's no issue with us promoting an event that's not, like, city-sponsored or city-run.
And then I, you know, maybe the subcommittee can look at, you know, what would be some guidelines, best practices for promoting an event, right? So the city looks at, is it open to the public and is it free for everyone? And based off of those guidelines, we take action.
Does, Commissioner Diaz?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I would humbly submit to my fellow commissioners that we should not tie our own hands and where the city's charter or regulation is otherwise silent, that perhaps we shouldn't be afraid to be out there to engage, to put our name on things. Of course, we will be respectful to follow the city charter, laws, and rules, and not overstep our bounds. But I think wherever possible, and I very much did take to heart that one city council member who told me, you know, go out and actually do stuff. Don't just get a photo op and share that with your fellow commissioners. I really think that we do need to be proactive, and so long as, again, we're not infringing on anything or breaking any rules, even if it hasn't been done before, if it's possible to promote or endorse, to, you know, link on our website upcoming events and such, you know, let's go for it. So long as it's positive waves and positive noise, I don't think it's a bad idea to, you know, make ourselves known. That would be my humble suggestion in that regard. And I believe the staff had said that there might be a possibility they were going to follow up with a clerk that, you know, we could link either endorse or promote it. Promote it sounds just as good to me, maybe with a little bit less political baggage to it, but that we could link promoted events to our upcoming events page. I think that shows that we're active, we're engaged. That also will, you know, show those that are looking into the commission on our website, oh, there's this coming up. So anyway, that's my 2 cents. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Olawi.
I think we've had so much discussion over this. I would like to request that we go ahead with the motion, and then while we wait for the staff to get back to us on the guidelines and things like that, so the subcommittee, we can proceed on further discussion, you know, when we get the guidelines and things like that.
Great. So we have a... Oh, you can't hear. Okay, so...
Can you hear?
Yeah, could you repeat? Or?
Oh, so I said that we've had a very well versed discussion on this item, that I would like to suggest that we move forward with the motion, and since the staff are going to get back to us on the guidelines and things like that, so I would like to suggest that we go ahead with the motion if we would like to, just to move on to the next item. That's what my point is. That at this point, we've had, it's like we're saying the same thing over in different ways, over and over.
So we have a motion. Thank you. So we have a motion by Commissioner Diaz that the subcommittee come back with basically two lists, one for events that we might promote, endorse type of thing, and the other lists are events that we're more actively involved in, whether we have a table, we actually sort of plan it, or we
speak or
do something
or
that's more actively involved. So, and I believe Commissioner Pagenaud, you seconded it, is that right?
I second it.
Okay, so at this point, I'd like to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Hodge?
Aye.
Commissioner Holm?
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Lowy?
Aye.
Commissioner Paranor?
Aye.
Commissioner Redondo absent. Vice Chair Kina Yub?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye. So, Commissioner Diaz, you suggested another event, something that we would actively create or organize. And so we need to make a motion on that. And I guess I had suggested, and I'm not sure if other people agree, that that event idea be also provided to the subcommittee to consider along with the other things that they're looking at in terms of events. So at this moment, I'd like to have a motion on that part of the discussion. Commissioner Lowy?
Before the motion, this event has never been done in the city. It's not anywhere yet. So it has to start from there, and then we'll see how we can get involved.
Innovation.
Well, yeah, I mean, I personally am concerned about creating another event that's not been done in the city or
totally new events.
So no event.
Okay.
But I guess that doesn't stop from it from going to the subcommittee to consider it. And if the subcommittee doesn't, I mean, the subcommittee will come back with their thoughts.
Very well, Madam Chair. Then I will proceed to make a motion. And the motion would be that we refer to the subcommittee the observance of European American Heritage Month as observed by the Department of Defense and its sub-agencies. And it could be commemorated by our city, you know, in name only by putting it on the website or with the raising of the flag of the European Union or whatnot. That would be up for us, the commission, to maybe propose to the mayor's office, see how and if the mayor would be interested in observing it. So I would propose referring to the subcommittee for events, the creation or the observance of European American Heritage Month at the good and timely suggestion of Mr. Johnson here. So I make that motion. If I could have a second, please.
Before we second, can you please tell us the month that it's been?
Yes. The Department of Defense observes it during the month of October.
October. Thank you.
Okay, so that motion has been moved and seconded. I'd like to ask the secretary to call the roll.
And it was Commissioner Lares Urquidez that seconded, correct?
I say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Hodge?
Aye.
Commissioner Holm?
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Lowy?
Aye.
Commissioner Paranor?
Aye.
Commissioner Redondo absent. Vice Chair Kina Yub?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is Pride Flag Raising Event Ad Hoc Subcommittee. Is there any report from that committee?
So we haven't met. We will probably wait until the city decides what they'll be doing and then they call us up, but that'll probably be closer to June since June's Pride Month.
And then item five is, I'm sorry, is there any other discussion, any other comments on that? Okay. The next item is Juneteenth flag raising event, ad hoc subcommittee report. This subcommittee has not met yet, and there's no report at this moment. Does anybody else from the subcommittee want to say anything about this?
We haven't had the meeting, but I was talking with a neighbor, and she is from Arizona. But she's been living here and her family is growing here. And she mentioned that she celebrates this since she was a kid. And she was sharing with me a lot of things that go along with that, because I told her I barely started learning about this last year. And when I show up to the event that you have there, there's the flag. So I invited her maybe to talk, speak with you, join with you, and plan something really nice, because she was sharing a lot of stuff that was very interesting. And well, I'll give you her name. Maybe she can be a speaker. She works for San Diego State.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, Adriana, did you want to say
that's okay,
something?
Yes. I'll just caution that the subcommittee itself cannot have external members. So when you meet, it has to be a subcommittee of just this commission and the members we've established. Because the moment you invite someone from outside, it becomes a Brown Act. Oh, it okay. must be a notice meeting. No,
mm-hmm. But she can be a guest. Or...
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
All right, so the next item would be staff comments.
So for staff comments, we do have some homework for you guys for the next meeting in March, and I will be passing some folders out to each one of you that contains part of that homework, and then Adriana can talk more about it.
All right. So at the Tuesday meeting of the Chula Vista City Council, there was a referral from the City Council to look at potentially amending the municipal code for this commission, including the functions and duties of the commission. In the folders that you'll see in front of you, there is a draft update to your Muni Code section. I'm not sure, Carla, if they're starred the same.
No.
Okay.
It just has current and then
okay.
one with
So the one stapled little package that doesn't have anything written on it, this is suggested language for an update to the commission's Muni Code. The other packet that says current, that is what is currently part of the commission's charter, per se. The referral was also to have the commission provide input on the update. And so I will preface that because this item is not noticed and agendized, we can't really have a discussion tonight. But I did want to give you a heads up because it was part of the public council meeting and these documents are available online. Wanted to give you guys kind of this homework so you can get a head start on reviewing the proposed changes, but it will be on your agenda in March. And we will be requesting that you provide input, feedback, to provide City Council with that. And then the third page in your packet is, Carla was nice enough to have a screenshot of what the commission's website looks like so that you can see where the municipal code is linked. And then you can also scan the QR code, but you can see the entire municipal code for this specific commission on our website here through this link. And so at your March meeting, we will have a red line version of the changes. We just didn't have them. They weren't provided in red line to us, so... we will do that homework for the March meeting, and it'll be posted as part of your agenda packet.
And I want to add, so as we come into the March meeting, we would be discussing your feedback. And then based off of that, we would want to create a survey, and that survey would be part of South Bay Earth Day to get public feedback on what has been discussed of these possible changes to the duties and functions of the Human Relations Commission.
Commissioner Kina, you?
So to clarify, this is not going before the City Council prior to us discussing this?
No.
Correct. They want your input.
So at City Council on Tuesday, Councilmember Preciado presented us with this document with his suggestions to make changes to the duties and functions of the Human Relations Commission, but asked the Human Relations Commission to provide their feedback within 60 days. So that would put us at a council meeting in May to give back your feedback on these proposed changes. So he first wanted you guys to look at it.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So to amend the municipal code, how many votes does the city council need? Like, do they need the 4 out of 5?
3.
So just a simple majority?
Correct. It's not a budget amendment.
Oh.
Commissioner Pagenaud?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would this be circulated electronically?
Yes. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Commissioner Hodge?
As I'm looking at E1 through 6, it seems like this is what we've been discussing and that it's kind of already laid out on what their vision is. Is that...
Well, I wouldn't prescribe the vision to the city council because they have not voted on it. Mm-hmm. This is a proposal from one of the council members, and the item as a whole was referred to this commission.
Mm-hmm. It looks like we're kind of all on the same page. No? Oh, can we? Well, I guess we can't discuss it yet. Okay.
No.
All right. Thank you.
If there are procedural questions, we can answer those, but because it's not on your agenda tonight, we have to wait until March.
We would just advise that you take a good look at it, make sure you understand what's there now and the changes that are being made, because not everything looks the same as we discussed in 4.4. So,
and that concludes staff comments.
All right, thank you. Let's see. The next item on the agenda would be chair comments, and I do not have any chair comments. Do any commissioners have any comments? Commissioner Kinayu?
I just had a question, and it actually related back to the previous item. Can I ask it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't want to ask. So I noticed that the membership was added at the bottom. Is that concurrent with the current membership on how people are added to the commission?
No, that's a change as well.
Thank you.
So I just urge everybody to read this thoroughly, study it, come back with your thoughts for next meeting.
And I provided what's in the municipal code. Just, I understand many of you are new, and you might want some more context than just the functions and duties. So if there's some sort of questions, that's available online to just kind of go back and forth as well. And then I will be emailing you the proposed changes and what is currently there, and links to the website as well.
Does anybody have a commissioner's comment? Okay, so it does not appear. Oops, I'm sorry. So at this point, it's 7:58 p.m., and so I would like to adjourn this meeting of the Human Relations Commission until the next regular meeting on March 28th, 2024 at 6 p.m.
Chair, really quick, it's 53. Can you just restate it?
Oh, okay. It's 7:53, and I would like to adjourn this meeting of the Human Relations Committee until the next regular meeting on March 28th, 2024.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.